Could this drone invasion that's being seen across the United States and around the world, could it actually be the work of China? Now, I know this, you may be thinking, really, China? Well, we've got some compelling evidence that may be more than just coincidence. And we're going to present that today. And I hope, if anything, this is going to provoke a talking point, a point of conversation, something to think about. There's a lot of scenarios out there. And this is one that I have come across as of the last past 24 hours, put some pieces together. And this could be one of many scenarios that would be terrifying that's unfolding. So we're going to talk about that and much more today in today's Prophecy Viewpoint. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines. Ricky Scapparo here, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. It is Friday. We are literally 5 days away from Christmas Day. And we hope that everybody's having a great week and has had a great week. We're going into the weekend, and as of now, we are in regards to this drone mystery. This thing is still as deep as a mystery as it was when it began. I don't think there's any more new leads. There has been at least 12 different scenarios, hypotheses that have all been floated around. Everything from the extreme of alien invasion to it's Iran to it's they're snuffing out nukes, they're doing this, do that. So today I want to present a new angle to this. And could it be, could all of these drones actually be China? And did it all begin with that Chinese spy balloon? Actually, we'll go back further than that. Even before the Chinese spy balloon, we're going to show you some stuff today that I think it's going to be stunning to you, but yeah, really it's been right under our nose the whole time. It's not like it's been something that's been hidden. It's been made known to all of us. But is this too obvious for us to accept? That's the question. Before we get started today, guys, can you help me out? Hit that like button. That's going to help us get eyes on our program, help other individuals on YouTube and Rumble to find our ministry, and it'll be a blessing to them. You can be a missionary today by helping us in the digital mission field, by again, hitting that like button, sharing this platform. And again, if you, like our content, if you find any value in it, we would love for you guys to subscribe, hit that bell notification. And then you could take it a step further. If you enjoy all of our content, and you don't want to miss a single thing, because there's a lot of content that we will not put on social media because of censorship, shadow banning, and all of the above. And it's going to get worse. And I'll take a minute and we'll talk about that too, probably in this program. But go ahead and download our free app. It's available on Apple and Android. You can get it today. Again, just go to your app store, whatever that looks like for you, type in End Time Headlines, and you're going to see our official ETH logo right there. And then just download our free app. And then hit yes to push notifications. And then you're going to be squared away. And then you won't miss any of our content. Speaking of censorship and shadow banning, before we get into this, one of our posts on Instagram, now we were able to catch it on Facebook before they got us there, but on Instagram, they flagged one of our posts where in which presented one of these scenarios of these drones, and this is not something we just conjured up. This was something that has been echoed by former military individuals who were involved in the development of drones themselves. All of these have echoed this same scenario wherein which they believe that these drones are mapping and scanning and searching for either radioactive material dirty bombs, or nukes. Now, of course, we posted that on Instagram, and who is owned by Meta or Facebook, right? So they flagged it, hid it, and said this post has been fact-checked by independent fact-checkers as false. Now, hold on here a minute. And it took me a few minutes, and then it dawned on me. Wait a minute. So you're telling me that Washington, as of December 20th, 2024, as of the recording of this, still cannot give you a definitive answer of who these belong to and what their intent is. Neither can all the three-letter agencies, FBI, CIA, the intelligence, national intelligence can't tell us. The government can't tell us. Again, none of them can tell us a definitive answer of who these belong to and what their intent is. But think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Yet a social media giant, Facebook, Meta, whatever, Zuckerberg, his empire, can emphatically take his independent fact checkers who work for him and flag a post wherein which we are only sharing one of dozens of scenarios, and they can fact check it and say this is false information. How can you say that? This is asinine beyond comprehension, guys. This is gaslighting beyond comprehension. This is censorship. And what happened, Zuckerberg? Didn't you just have a meeting with Trump, and in this meeting you told him that you're going to let off on this fact-checking and that you've gone overboard and you need to kind of lighten up a little bit? Well, I'm not seeing it, at least not on my end. I'm still seeing the same old tactics by the mainstream media, wherein which they will work overtime to form a narrative. And they want everybody on board with this. All the mainstream media news agencies, all the social media tech, big tech giants, all of them have to get on board. Google, all of them. Google just updated their policy. And when you read through the fine print, they're going to start just completely censoring and banning and deplatforming and demonetizing anything. And they've been doing this. But it's going to another level. So this should tell you, in my opinion, the fact that they are going to this extreme to fact check a post like that, it makes you really wonder, don't it? What is the truth? Now, I'm not saying here today that scenario of these drones looking for that type of material is the absolute truth. Now, I would put it in my top three scenarios, absolutely, for sure, because it makes the most sense. It makes the most logical sense. Now today, I'm going to show you some stuff that is intriguing, to say the least. Now, let me give you up to date on the latest. Let's show you this. Now, this just came out yesterday, so this is about 24 hours old. And this is New Jersey has put restrictions in 22 towns due to, quote, special security reasons. Now, what are these restrictions? Let's read this article here. The Federal Aviation Administration, aka FAA, has announced a temporary drone ban. In New Jersey, citing, quote, special security reasons. At least 22 towns, so this is effective if for 22 towns in central and northern New Jersey, all of these fall under the alert, which is in place until at least January 17th. That's my birthday. That's easy to remember for me. The temporary flight restriction areas include Camden, Gloucester City, Winslow, Township, Evesham, Hancock Bridge, and Lower Alloways Township in Salem County, Westampton, Burlington, and Hamilton in Mercer County. Flying drones is also banned and Bridgewater, Cedar Grove, North Brunswick, Mutchison, South Brunswick. Guys, if you're from New Jersey and I mispronounce that, please give me mercy. Edison, Branchburg, Saruman, Jersey City, Harrison, Elizabeth, Bayonne, Clifton, and Kearney. The FAA warned that, quote, deadly force, now it's going to get interesting, could be used against drones that present a, quote, imminent security threat. All right, here's more on this.
Mysterious drone sightings in New Jersey. The FAA just announced nearly two dozen temporary restrictions banning drones from being flown in certain parts of the Garden State. The agency citing, quote, special security reasons.
CNN aviation correspondent Pete Muntean is here with all of the answers. Right, Pete?
Yeah, you know, not the first time that drone restrictions have been put in place since this drone frenzy began, but this is by far the most sweeping set of restrictions we have seen. Now, the Federal Aviation Administration just made this announcement. Drones now effectively banned over certain critical infrastructure in New Jersey, the epicenter of this drone panic. Temporary flight restrictions are now in place over 22 different spots. They stretch from as far south as the...
So there's the whole list right there, guys, if you want to know the list.
Oak Creek and adjacent Salem nuclear plants on the Delaware River to as far north as the New York City suburb as Cedar Grove. Each drone ban is centered on a power station operated by utility provider PSEG. Target here, clearly recreational drones, commercial drones, police, disaster relief, all still allowed. Also, this does not prohibit traditional airplanes or helicopters. I want you to read here, though, the text of the notice to drone operators. It essentially says, mess around and find out. The United States government may use deadly force against airborne aircraft if it is determined that the aircraft poses an imminent security threat. The key.
All right, stop, guys. So do you actually believe that they're going to impose this? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the chat. Hit yes if you believe that they'll actually shoot one of these down, or hit no if you do not believe that they'll fall through with this. Again, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this, because I would venture to say these things have already been seen over 17 military bases across the United States alone, over critical infrastructure, and they've done nothing about it. Why do we believe now all of a sudden they've grown a conscience and they're becoming nervous all of a sudden? Oh, well, now we better act and do something. So again, this is going to get interesting.
Keyword, deadly force. What is not clear is why these specific spots. Remember, the purported drone sightings that initially kicked all of this off were initially associated with military bases, and one of the first drone restrictions to be put in place was over Picatinny Arsenal. It's where the United States Army conducts a lot of weapons testing. So, still a bit of a mystery here, and the FAA says it put these restrictions in place at the request of the Department of Homeland Security. It says it is doing this out of an abundance of caution, but still no specific imminent security threat.
All right, so these restrictions are now put in place, so it's a waiting game to see if these drones continue to be seen in these locations and over these critical infrastructure. Now I want to shift gears. We're gonna show you the China aspect here. This gets very intriguing. All right, this is from the New York Post. Drone spotted near at least 17 military bases. Now look at the location of these military bases. All of these are located next to Chinese owned land in the United States. What? All right, let's read a little bit of this. All right, at least 17 of these military bases adjacent to Chinese owned farmland across the U.S. have experienced a rash of drone sightings in recent weeks. Mysterious drones have been reported near military bases in Hawaii and by installations in Utah, California, Maine, and Florida, among other facilities scattered throughout the country. The New York Post previously identified 19 military bases that lie close to farmland bought up by Chinese-owned companies, a situation that has worried Chinese analysts who feared the communist country would use the land to spy on U.S. military operations. Guys, that's huge. All of these facilities, apart from Grand Forks Air Force Base, North Dakota, and Joint Base San Antonio Camp Bullis in Texas, had reported of drones either attempting to fly over their bases or nearby, according to local reports. Here is the map. I know you guys listen by Apple or Spotify. We appreciate you guys as well. And again, if you get value out of our content, we'd love for you guys to give us a good review. That's going to help us on in podcasts, getting our podcast out there. But we'd love for you to come over here sometimes and watch the visual of this. For example, right here, there is a map. This is all of these military locations. These are, again, military bases. All of these are near Chinese-owned and bought farmland in America. Look at this. You've got Fort Lewis over there on the West Coast. You've got Fort Irwin, Camp Pendleton, Yuma Proving Ground. You've got the Hawaii military base there, Camp Bullis there in Texas. You've got the MacDill Air Force Base, Patrick Space Force Base, Fort Liberty, Naval Station Norfolk, Fort Moore, Maine Army National Guard, Fort Leonard, Whiteman AFB, Grand Forks Air Force Base, Dugway Proving Ground, the Hill Air Force Base, and then, of course, the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which was shut down temporarily because of these drones. So look at this. All of these, guys, look at all these locations, and they're all bought, they're all stationed near Chinese-bought land, owned farmlands. And here is the caption here, a map showing, and this is 19 military bases across the U.S. where Chinese-owned farmlands are in relation to them. It comes as residents in New York and New Jersey, again, have all reported thousands of sightings of unexplained mystery drones in the night skies. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul said on Tuesday that he believes that some of these unidentified crafts are, quote, spy drones from China. We've got a video on this. Let's show you this.
Intelligence. Congress is going to pursue this. I know the House Intelligence Committee is having a hearing on this. We need to identify who is behind these drones. My judgment, based on my experience, is that those that are over our military sites are adversarial and most likely are coming from the People's Republic of China.
Do you think you'll be satisfied with what you hear today?
Now, guys, we got to stop here for a second. Now, again, this would have not sounded as far-fetched if we had not had a point of reference for this. Remember, first of all of this farmland has been bought up by China, okay? Number two, we had the Chinese allegedly, okay, let's just go by the narrative of the mainstream media, which makes me almost throw up in my mouth a little bit, but we'll just move on from it. The sting will wear off. If this was an alleged Chinese spy balloon, again, it was allowed to come into our airspace. It was allowed to go across the nation. It was allowed to cross over critical infrastructure for miles and miles before it was shot down. So why? Now, again, I'm just throwing this out there. So why would it be so far-fetched to believe that we would allow drones that would also come from China to be flown over critical infrastructure and military bases? I mean, we allowed a spy balloon, and God only knows what else was out there that got shot down as well that we'll never know, and it'll probably never see the light of day. So why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't there be drones? So again, before we laugh at this guy and say, well, this is ridiculous, again, we've got more stuff we want to talk about here. Let's go on here.
Probably not. I think they're going to say they don't know. And that's a concern in and of itself, that if we have drones flying around military bases and we can't identify where they came from or who's responsible for them. I know there are a lot of commercial drones out there, and Secretary Mayorkas has talked about this. That's fine. But the ones flying over our military bases, by definition, I would say are adversarial. We need to know who is behind that, because I believe they're spy drones. And the PRC, Chinese Communist China, is very good at this stuff. And we know they bought land around military bases. This would be very consistent with their policy over the last couple of years.
Guys, if this is true, if this comes out to be true, this is treason on the highest level. This current administration, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of them, they should be locked up. This would be treason to allow a foreign adversary knowingly to come over here and fly their drones, their spy drones, over critical infrastructure and military bases, gathering information and do nothing about it. And not shoot them down, nothing. I know it's so unbelievable to even conceive this, but if this is true, this is treason on the highest level. And the stunning and shocking part about this is, if this is true and this comes to fruition, we are being set up, guys. This is an invasion. You want to talk about the walls being breached? And could it, you know, again, we've talked about this. We're going to go biblical here because this is what we do. In Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, the Lord warns that a nation that continues to turn its back on God, their security, their walls, the favor of God, the hand of God, the protection of God will be lifted from their nation, and they'll be penetrated by a foreign adversary. Read it. It's in Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. He even goes as far as to say, I will send an enemy whose language you don't even comprehend or know, and they will invade you. They will take your spoils. They will take you captive. This is enough to keep you up at night. This is enough to keep you praying and interceding, and it should. This is very disturbing. Let me go back to this article from the New York Post. Spokesman Captain James C. Sarton told the War Zone that between December 9th and the 15th, there were 6 instances of unmanned aerial systems seen entering the airspace over Camp Pendleton. And again, this is in California. December 9th to the 15th. So this is almost a week long. 6 instances over a period of a week where unmanned aerial systems were seen, observed, entering the airspace. Unbelievable. Over Camp Pendleton. Meanwhile, at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, officials were forced to shut its airspace for hours last week because of concern about the small unmanned aerial systems. Meanwhile, in Virginia, drones were spotted over Virginia Beach, which is about 24 miles from the naval station in Norfolk. In Washington State, mysterious drones were also spotted earlier this week close to the Fort Lewis Army Base near Tacoma. Unidentified aircraft has also been reported this month above New Jersey's Picatinny Arsenal and the state's naval weapons station. And on Sunday, forced the temporary closure of Stewart International Airport in New York near Ski. Sources have previously raised their concerns to the Post over Chinese landowners who are usually linked to or working on behalf of the country's communist government. One former contractor for a private military contractor, Blackwater, previously told the Post that, quote, the Chinese are or will use this farmland to learn more about U.S. military capabilities, movements, and technology. Guys, how is this being allowed? We are being betrayed on the highest level. I don't know how to make this any more plain. This is disgusting. It makes me sick to my stomach, but we are being betrayed. We are under attack from within. Our leaders have turned their back on us. This is just sad, very sad. It's a very sad commentary, but there's no other way to put this. He went on to say, quote, this will allow them to better understand how to transition their military from a defensive strategy to an expeditionary one. A report in the Wall Street Journal from September of 2023 found Chinese intruders attempted to breach military facilities over 100 times in recent years, including sneaking onto a missile range in New Mexico and scuba divers spotted near a government rocket launch site in Florida. I told you we were going to, But, you know, at the beginning of this, some of you were like, no way, that's too far-fetched. But as we get deeper and deeper into this rabbit hole, this is not so far-fetched anymore. And remember, let me pull this up too. I'm going to remind you of this. Now, who remembers this story? An illicit Chinese-owned, imagine that, laboratory fueled conspiracy theories, but officials say it posed no danger. Right, just like the drones posed no danger. Just like the spy balloon posed no danger. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to worry about. Let's just all move along. If you don't remember this, let me refresh your memory. Jaslyn Harper, who is the only full-time code enforcement officer for the small agricultural city of Reedley in California Central Valley, was responding to a complaint about vehicles parked in the loading dock of a cold storage warehouse when she noticed a foul smell and saw a garden hose snaking into an old building. A woman in a lab coat answered her knock. So she went and knocked on the door of this facility, and behind her were two others in plastic gloves and surgical blue surgical masks. They were packing pregnancy tests for shipping. Harper said they spoke broken English and told her they were from China. Walking through the laboratory, she found dozens of refrigerators and ultra-low temperature freezers hooked to illegal wiring, vials of blood and jars of urine and shelves in plastic containers, and about 1,000 white lab mice being kept in crowded, soiled containers. The women said the owner lived in China, provided a phone number and email address, and asked her to leave. Alarmed by what she saw, Harper, whose work mostly entailed ensuring people have permits for yard sales and keeping their lawns mowed, contacted Fresno health officials and then the FBI. The discovery last December launched investigations by federal, state, and local authorities who found, quote, no criminal activity. Highly suspect at the medical lab owned by Prestige Biotech Incorporated, a company registered in Las Vegas, and, quote, no evidence of a threat to public health or national security. Nonetheless, it was just the beginning of a case that this summer fueled fears, rumors, conspiracy theories online about China purportedly trying to engineer biological weapons in America. All right, I had to go to another source because that source failed to leave out what they actually found in the facility. So let me read this to you. All right, Prestige Biotech Incorporated, a company whose owners live in China, was using the building near Reedley's downtown for storing and shipping an array of diagnostic test kits for the want-want virus, pregnancy drugs, and more after apparently being booted out of their Fresno location in 2022 by their landlord. The inventory of biological agents in the refrigerators include a C virus, yes, and other exotic contagions such as malaria, hepatitis B, C, chlamydia, human herpes, rubella, among others, used in the production of various test kits. And guys, that's just what we're being told. Who really knows what they found in this laboratory? We will never know. Again, use your head, guys. Think about it. If they found something far more sinister than that, they're not going to tell us. It'll never see light of day. And there's so many things out there that has never even made news that we will never know. All right, let's go back here. Look at this. As per analysis from the Farm Service Agency of the USDA, Chinese investors owned 349,442 acres of U.S. farmland. That's 546 square miles as of December 31st, 2022. Billionaire and Chinese Communist Party member Chen Tingquayo, however you pronounce his name, is the second largest foreign owner of farmland in the U.S. He bought nearly 200,000 acres of farmland. That's 312 square miles, or slightly larger than five New York boroughs in Oregon. So do we have anybody in Oregon watching? Let us know in the comments. This is in your neck of the woods. And back in 2015, about $430 an acre, according to Land Report. Look at this. However, this purchase of the acreage did not appear in government records of land ownership by foreign investors when it was first revealed in January. Now, why is that? Again, We are being sold out. We've been sold out, guys. We've been turned over to our adversary. It's only a matter of time. I believe that the clock is ticking on America. Enjoy the time you have with your families. Stay close to God. Stay in prayer. Stay in intercession, because the clock is ticking. All right, the FBI said this week it has received over 5,000 reports of drones since November, but that fewer than 100 of them require further probing. The FBI, FAA, Pentagon, Department of Homeland Security, all of these have all tried to downplay concerns and said in a joint statement on Monday that there was, quote, little reason for citizens to worry. Quote, we assess that the sightings to date include a combination of lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and lawful enforcement drones, as well as man-fixed wingcraft aircraft, helicopters, and STARS mistakenly reported as drones. So, my question is, which one of these, all of these excuses, which one of these has been over these 19 military bases across America and even in the United Kingdom? Which one? Was these STARS that just appeared over these military sites? Was it fixed wing aircraft? Was it commercial airliners? And even more stupid, was it commercial drones that were bought at Walmart or Best Buy? And if they were, then my question to you is, why didn't you shoot them down? Isn't this illegal? Isn't there a sign that says no drones? Aren't they prohibited? Isn't, last time I checked, these are no fly zones. These are restricted airspace zones. These are military. So can I go buy me a commercial drone at Walmart or Best Buy or wherever and drive down to Nevada and go to Area 51 and take my drone and fly it over Area 51? Are you going to allow that to happen? Of course you're not. You're going to blow this thing out of the sky and I'm going to go to prison. So you tell me what's going on. I'm telling you guys, this is infuriating as a U.S. citizen. Meanwhile, even China themselves is laughing at us and they're mocking us. Look at this article. This is from Breitbart. China mocks America as breeding ground for delusion over these drones in New Jersey. China's state-run Global Times mocked the U.S. as a breeding ground for delusion because of the furor over drone sightings in New Jersey. The Chinese Communist propaganda organ was particularly irked by House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul claiming the mysterious aircraft were Chinese spy drones. So now China is chiming in. Some American politicians seem to have a special preference for sensationalizing the China threat, much like the, quote, spy balloon incident that unfolded in early of 2023. The latest accusations against China drones follow an old script repackaged with new rhetoric aimed at smearing China. Again, this was published from the Global Times. The Chinese spy balloon of 2023 was, of course, a real Chinese spy balloon, as numerous studies of its behavior have confirmed. Beijing has developed a penchant for floating suspicious balloons in the airspaces of their adversaries, either to gain information or to test, and there's a big one right there, to test how adversaries respond to the penetration of their air defense zones. Well, if they started out with a balloon and it passed the test, and now they've gone to drones and it passed the test, what does that say about our air defenses? We are setting ducks if this is true. Again, if this is true and these are a foreign adversary crossing these airspaces and being allowed to fly over critical infrastructure military bases and they're not shooting them down, we are done, ladies and gentlemen, done. The Global Times nevertheless insisted that shooting down China's spy balloon in 2023 turned the U.S. into a, quote, laughing stock around the world. And drone fever in New Jersey was another embarrassment. This is from China, guys. This is what they're saying about us. From spy balloons to spy cranes to spy drones, these absurd and paranoid labels reflect the distorted, narrow-minded mentality of some U.S. politicians in their attempts to contain and suppress China. The spy crane controversy from the spring of 2023 involved U.S. military national security officials warning that huge computer-operated cranes built and operated by China could be used for intelligence-gathering purposes. The cranes were built by a subsidiary of a leading Chinese government contractor that has been restricted from access to sensitive U.S. technology since 2020. And at least one documented instance, the FBI found intelligence-gathering equipment mixed with a shipment of these cranes. The regime in Beijing and its mouthpieces like the Global Times dismiss all concerns about Chinese espionage and groundless paranoia, no matter how much evidence stacks up. Every U.S. official who warns about threats from China is dismissed as mindless hate mongers seeking to gin up anti-China sentiment for, quote, political gain. All right, now I'm going to take you over. Let's go over to the United Kingdom. I found this interesting. Startling image of mystery drone over U.S. airbase in the United Kingdom. So this is a U.S. airbase, but it's stationed in the United Kingdom. Revealed as bombshell report claims the FBI has known about swarms over military sites for a full year. All right, unauthorized drones have been zipping across U.S. military bases at speeds up to 170 miles an hour, easily dodging radar and signal jamming systems. But contrary to the non-answered intelligence officials have been dishing out as New Jersey residents panic about car-sized drones flying over their homes for the past month, the government has been aware of this threat for over a year. This is according to a bombshell report from Daily Mail. Exclusively obtained images show one craft photographed by specialist military units over a U.S. airbase in England last month. The Daily Mail also obtained excerpts from a joint U.S. Air Force, NASA, and FBI report on previous airbase incursions and an account from a senior officer briefed on the incidents. Wow. This news follows repeated widespread sites, yada, yada. We know this. Okay, we don't want to reiterate all this. And in an internal government report that was obtained by Daily Mail showing federal agencies knew about incursions from apparent advanced drones for over a year, but have failed to put a stop to them. Again, alarming, guys. Langley Air Force Base in Virginia was swarmed with dozens of drones for weeks. And again, back in December of 2023, we reported on that, creating a security panic. The incident was kept secret until it was revealed by defense magazine, The War Zone. Kept secret. Imagine that. A report authored by the Air Force, FBI, and NASA, which has a facility next to Langley Air Force Base, said their, quote, detection equipment and signal jamming had, quote, failed. All of this was in a presentation slide titled Lessons Learned. Wow. The apparent bungled security response was due to the drone incursions being not initially viewed as a crisis, with a delay in external resources being deployed and a delay in setting up a unified command post. Well, what about the other 18 bases? Did they all fail the test too? The report calls for more training, equipping need for ground intercept teams, better forms of communication for field personnel, a more robust notification and reporting system among partner agencies, and a, quote, better understanding of legal authorities and capabilities are these detection systems. It listed over-reliance on radio frequency-based detection equipment that failed and over-reliance on signal jamming mitigation technology that also failed. But despite the warnings in the report, a UK military source told Daily Mail that when drones started swarming a U.S. airbase in eastern England last month, security personnel were unprepared to deal with the advanced foreign technology. God, is more coming to light here? What is going on here? Lakenheath is a highly sensitive location for U.S. military, reportedly earmarked earlier this year to store some of America's arsenal of nuclear weapons. Wow. Let me say that again. This Air Force base in the United Kingdom, where this one of these drone incursions took place and they failed to respond, is a highly sensitive location for U.S. military that has been earmarked to store some of America's arsenal of nuclear weapons. This officer told the Daily Mail that The drones were recorded flying up to 170 miles an hour near the base, chased a police helicopter, and appeared to be controlled remotely using radio frequencies outside the normal bands used for military or civilian drones. The drones were flying with no lights, and this agrees with some of the testimonies that we're hearing out of New Jersey and New York. When they were close to the site, they were turning on the lights going, "Here I am," and as far as I know, not one piece of our equipment could bring it down or spot it. What? We got to read this again. Hold on. Back up. Rewind. The drones were flying in with no lights. When they were close to the site, they were turning on the lights going. So I guess when they got close, they would turn them back on. Quote, "Here I am, and as far as I know, not one piece of our equipment could bring it down or spot it." So these are so advanced in technology that they're not being able to be detected. They're scrambling frequencies, radars. They're going dark. They're able to shut off other drones and shut them down. This is what we're gathering, and these are all over military bases. When one of the objects was detected near Lakenheath Base around November the 20th, police sent a chopper to investigate it. The drones were flying in set formation and then immediately locked onto the helicopter. Long-range drones that the U.S. military use, there's a couple of seconds lag in the system. A report from the pilot said it must have been controlled by a controller within the United Kingdom, as there was no lag in the response. The mystery continues to get more and more weird. When the police helicopter climbed, the drones climbed with it. When the police helicopter tried to leave the area, the drones followed it. Here's an image, guys. Here's an image of this incident. They were traveling really fast, faster than anything seen before. From police helicopter footage, one of the drones was tracked at 170 miles an hour. The officer said one helicopter even caught the advanced drone on an infrared camera in a video, which is now classified. In other words, we're not going to see it. There's a 30-minute video of the incident. The camera on the helicopter was in infrared mode. There is approximately 1 minute of footage when you can see a craft, which looks like a fixed-wing craft. And the maneuver that it does on the screen is likely a very fast banking maneuver. It is very, very advanced technology. Again, quote, "It is very, very advanced technology. It can move very fast, and it can be detected. It cannot be detected on any of the systems that we currently have." This all agrees with what we're being told in New Jersey. In all of these locations that you're looking on this map, this is the same exact testimonies that's being seen. Look, here's these images, these drones, formations. What? There's a lot of TikTok videos out there. There's a lot of videos showing these things being followed by other aircraft and averting aircraft. Quote, we ended up using some special forces equipment, and nothing actually worked to my knowledge. Nothing ever suggested to me we knew what we were doing or what we were dealing with. The officer said that the drone's average recorded flight time was around 3 to 4 hours. Did you even know that we had drones with this kind of battery capacity? How's this even possible? Wow. Again, this is all similar to the Langley incident, in which, combined with their speed, is significantly more advanced than any type of drone in today's civilian market. There you go. The Daily Mail exclusively obtained a photograph of one of the drones over Lakenheath taken by a specialist military group investigating the incursions and circulated in a UK military intelligence report. The photos show a dark blue sky with a silhouetted object displaying 4 yellow, red, and white lights. I want to say it may be this one. Let me scroll on down here. I don't see it on here, so I'm assuming that's what they're talking about here. Though appearing to have a similar shape to an airplane in one of the photos, a source who received the brief said the descriptions of the movement of the object by eyewitnesses on the base ruled out commercial aircraft. Drone incursions over U.S. military bases have continued this month. Again, we don't want to reiterate this. This is all rehashing all of this. All right, guys. So, again, we're not just a news agency. We're a Christian-owned, God-fearing ministry. Okay? We do news and headlines from a prophetic perspective with the mind of through the lens of eschatology, the end times, the signs of the end times. This is something of great concern and importance. And I am asking everyone that's watching, listening, under sound of my voice, in your time of prayer, and we've been praying about this on Monday nights corporately, but we need to be praying about this situation because this, I believe our nation is in grave danger. I really do, because the information that we're getting, and when you start putting all the puzzle pieces together, guys, it spells an absolute nightmare of scenarios that could take place. So I want to encourage you, everyone that's listening, watching today, rebroadcast, the live broadcast of this, you need to continue to be in intercession and prayer for our country. Ask the Lord to put his angels over our nation. Ask him to protect you. Plead the blood of Jesus. And I don't even know, you know, part of me doesn't even really know how to pray in somewhat, because we can say, ask the Lord to expose what's going on to our government, but really? Our government knows what's going on. So we're on our own, folks. I'm going to say this. I will look unto the hills. I will lift up my head and look unto the hills, and where my help comes from. It doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from President Trump. It comes from the Lord. He is our protector. He is our defender. He is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The name of the Lord, come on somebody, is a strong tower in which the righteous run into it and are safe. Some believe in horses and some put their trust in chariots, but we shall put our faith and trust, and we know that our deliverance comes from the Lord. Amen. So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, guys, I want to encourage you to bookmark our website, download our free app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away and good to go. You guys watch by YouTube, by Rumble. Again, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification, and we'd love for you to come back and be a part of our program. We're on here all the time throughout the week. We'll probably be on here. We may be on here tomorrow. We plan on coming on tomorrow. We'll do a quick update tomorrow as well. But until then, again, if this ministry blesses you and encourages you, we would love for you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways. You can give electronically or through the app right there on the screen. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, until we see you guys on the next one, I pray that you be safe, you be blessed, and may the countenance and the favor of the Lord shine upon you and your household. God bless you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.